Kirby Doc is here. Blackhawks first pick, third pick overall in a draft. What was that like?
Yeah, it was nuts. First of all, thanks for having me, Steve, on the show today. So,
sure.
It was kind of a surreal moment. I mean, you work so hard for it your entire life, and to kind of hear your name get called, and obviously the city of Chicago and the organization itself is first class, so I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, and it's going to be a lot of fun. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
But you weigh like 180, 190 pounds?
Yeah, 200 pounds.
We're going to need to put about 100 pounds on you. I hope that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Blackhawks just called, said, don't work with the training staff, Steve. Are you feel like you're ready to go? I mean, you can't wait to hit it, right?
Yeah, I mean, as an athlete, you're pretty confident in your abilities all the time. So I'm just kind of excited to get my feet wet and get running here and camp in a couple of weeks and then see what it's like when all the big boys roll into
right?
town in September.
Now, you're how old?
18.
All right, so you grew up as a little kid. Keep in mind, Kane and Taves are old now. They've been here 10 years. So you're 8, 9 years old when Kane and Taves come into the league. By the time you're 10, 11, they're big, big stars.
Yeah.
And you heard from both of them this weekend?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean,
that's got to be nuts, right?
Yeah, you grow up watching hockey, and you're playing road hockey with your buddies or mini sticks, and those are the guys you're being and pretending to be. So to be in a dressing room with those guys and Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook and what they've accomplished in their career, it's huge.
Now, Kane's funny. What, did he say anything to you that was funny?
Nah, it was just kind of more of a welcoming message. Yeah.
And I'm sure Tave said whatever you need?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were both pretty kind and nice.
That ends in the dressing room, by the way. So the first step is what? You come to camp and then you play hard and you see where it goes from there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just kind of here, taken in the city this week and going to a Cubs game later tonight and then camps in a couple weeks and come here and understand what it's a little bit about and then go home and just kind of get ready for main camp in September to try and make the team.
Where'd you grow up?
In Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta.
What's it close to?
Edmonton.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only like 20.
Were you an Oilers fan as a kid, too?
I mean, you watched them, but...
it's hard to be an Oilers fan as you were growing up.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan.
Yeah, they're just starting to come around now.
Yeah.
Chicago, big city. We love our Blackhawks. And there's a lot of focus on you now. But everything I know about you, and I did a little homework this weekend, is you're a crunch time guy, playoffs guy. You're a guy that when you go and get stuff, you get better. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I love the playoff. I love the intensity of the games and just how much fun you can have during those times. I mean, this year I kind of went through it with playing against our rival in Prince Albert, and every time I kind of touched the puck, I was being booed or chanted against, and they were signed. So I love that attention, and I love to kind of be the guy in playoffs.
And you're a big hockey family?
Yeah.
Where's Colton play?
Yeah, Colton will play in Saskatoon this year, the junior team I played for last year.
So a lot of the kids in the early picks had big hockey playing families, but that's a good Canadian tradition, right? You all play hockey.
Yeah, we all kind of have it in our blood.
When did you realize you were maybe a little better than your friends?
I was young, maybe kind of touched 8, 9, 7 years old. It's always something I've wanted to do and kind of set my mind on it pretty early and never really wavered off the path.
Is it true you slept in a hockey helmet?
Yeah, there's pictures of it.
How old were you when you were going to bed with your helmet on?
I was little, like 4 or 5.
Right.
Yeah.
And your mom and dad didn't want to have the fight, so they said, that's fine.
Yeah, I said, whatever, just go to bed.
Yeah. I also understand that when you would watch hockey with your family at 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, you would stand up for the anthems, including the American anthem, obviously, if they're playing an American team, and salute throughout the entire thing?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, even road hockey, sometimes I'd like stop at the beginning of the game and make everybody wait, and then I'd go or wait for the Zamboni in between intermission. So, I mean, it's kind of just a little weird things about me, like that I just love the game and I wanted to play it for the rest of my life.
But that's what makes you really good, because you eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I would guess if it's not the first thing you think of, it's top three every morning, right?
Yeah.
As soon as you wake up?
Exactly. You kind of wake up, check the scores right away in the games or see how guys are doing in the league and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's always kind of on your mind.
How many family members did you have at the draft, family and friends?
40 to 50.
That had to be the high number, right? Anybody else bring more people?
Yeah, I think there's a couple other guys with a little bit more. I mean, Byron played his junior in Vancouver, and he's from BC, so he had a little bit more family and friends than I did, but it was only an hour flight from where I live.
What's a big deal? These people love you, and they showed up.
Yeah, it was awesome to kind of have that support, and I wouldn't be the person I am without their help.
Your parents excited about Chicago?
Yeah, they are. They're thrilled to kind of be here. I mean,
they still here? Did you kick them out?
No, they're still here. Yeah, the whole family came down.
Mark Carman, say hi.
Kirby, good morning. Congratulations. I saw one highlight. You put the puck between your legs, and you an incredible goal, and you kind of taunted the crowd at the same time. I thought that was incredibly sweet. So you're an understated guy, but the fire came out right there because you were hearing some of the taunting that was going on in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, that series, I was kind of being heckled all the time. So when it kind of came to that time and I scored, I almost blacked out. And the result of my celebration afterwards was just pure emotion. And I mean, kind of gave it back a little bit, and we ended up losing. So it burnt me in the end, but it felt good at the time.
But this emotion thing is not new to you, because, Carms, I don't know if you heard this story. You apparently got kicked out of church because of hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that story?
I was just kind of sitting there. And
how old are you at this point, by the way?
I can't remember. I was pretty young, 5'6".
Five, six years old. All right, so cute little kid, 5'6" old. He was only 6 feet tall at that point. And he's sitting in church, and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, just sitting there, and my mind's kind of racing about hockey or whatever, and it's pretty quiet, and I kind of stand up and there's a Jesus at the altar, and I yelled at him to shoot the puck, and my mom's face turned red.
You yelled out, "Jesus, shoot the puck!"
Yeah, I was kind of thinking I wasn't at church; I was at a hockey game. So I mean,
that's tremendous.
Jesus, shoot!
Yeah, I love that story. What else, Carbs?
That's amazing. What do you think is in front of you as far as making the team right now? Some people say that it might be better for you to play one more year, get bigger, and then make your NHL debut.
Yeah, I think that kind of hit it there, was just get a little bit bigger and stronger. I mean, you're going from playing against boys and junior to men in the NHL. So,
men who want to hurt you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I need to add a little bit more size in that aspect and just be stronger.
Yeah. You're fast?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Try to be.
But that's part of your game.
Yeah.
The NHL's never been faster.
No, exactly.
How often have you been, like, ice level at an NHL game where you've seen the speed of the game?
A couple times. I was at the game 4, St. Louis versus Boston, so to kind of sit in the lower bowl and be right beside there was pretty cool and watch that game.
As good as you are and as much as you know about the game, was it intimidating to see those guys that size play that fast?
I mean, I'm kind of a little bit bigger guy, but I was still kind of looking up to a couple of them. I mean, meeting Colton Parayko, he's 6'6", 240, so I mean, meeting those guys, they're gigantic, but it means it just gives you that extra motivation to kind of get there and to see that you can play at that size.
Did you know the Hawks were picking you at 3 before the draft?
No, I kind of it was a surprise, but it was cool.
So well, that's interesting. Just right at the moment they announced your name, like, oh my god,
yeah,
I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah,
yeah. One of the cool things we've heard about you too is you're not locked into a position you've played just because you played it. If the Hawks need you in a particular position, you're going to move.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm kind of going to do.
But that helps sell you here. I don't know if you know that or not, but that was one of the things that the organization was very impressed with.
Yeah, I kind of do whatever it takes to win. I mean, that's the first goal. You're not here for personal success. You're here to win a Stanley Cup. So
I'll put some pressure on you. If there was somebody on the team you identify with, style of play, you're that type of player. I'm not saying that you're saying you're as good as that guy, but for fans trying to wrap their head around this, Kirby Dach is most like who?
Yeah, I'd say I kind of model my game after Taves and just the way he plays the game, a good 200-foot player and a leader on and off the ice. But
not afraid to get in the corners, mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, kind of that tough mentality below the dots, but I'm also more of a passer and playmaker like Dylan Strome and the way he sees the ice, too.
Well, that's not bad. Strome and Taves combo, we could take that. Yeah. What's your go-to shot? What's your best shot?
My wrist shot, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of don't take a lot of slap shots, so I mean,
get in tight, mix it up a little bit, and find the open net.
You get banged, Kirby, about not being a score first guy, that you'd like to set guys up more. What's your reaction when people say that?
I mean, I like to score goals still. I mean, it just so happens that I've always played with a guy who's known as a shooter and kind of sets up and gets ready for a shot. So, I mean, this year I kind of took it into my own hands to be more of a goal scorer, and I think there's still room to improve and be better in that area.
Why number 77?
I used to wear 7 as a kid all the time, and then when I got to Saskatoon, they told me it was retired, so then I had to go to 77 for double the luck.
It's a great-looking number.
I love 77.
You know, there was a guy with a number 99 from Edmonton who played okay.
Yeah, he was not bad.
Yeah, he worked out all right. And what have you heard about Chicago? Anything we can clear up for you?
Anybody and everybody I've talked to since the draft says that it's an unbelievable city. It's the best city in America. So, I mean, I'm just happy to be here, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's the right answer all the way around. What's your favorite food?
I love steak and potatoes.
Oh, if we only had a steakhouse.
Yeah, I went to one last night. It was pretty good.
Yeah. And you like pizza, I hope?
Yeah.
You can't get good pizza in Canada, can you?
It's tough, but I mean,
yeah, come
try.
On. You just find something to put tomato sauce on. Could be a puck. It's great to meet you. You seem like a great young man, and you're going to be a great addition to this organization. I have no doubt you're going to have tremendous success, and it's a pleasure to have you here. So God bless your family, and good luck. Enjoy the time here in Chicago, and we'll see you at camp.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
All right, man. Kirby Duck. There you go. Hawks number one pick in the draft, number three overall, and really looking forward to seeing him in the sweater, right?
Absolutely.
Get that logo on, baby.